Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for showers with a high of 82. Tonight, 60% chance for rain with a low of 69. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. The majority of the meeting will concern appointments of several individuals to city positions, including police and fire chiefs, assistant police and fire chiefs, and a member of the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners. Any appointment made by Mayor Mike Dreith must be confirmed by the council in order to be official. The only other item of scheduled business on the agenda is a 2022 vendor agreement with Wadi for its LIHEAP program. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Carmi, Grayville, Fairfield, and Sisney will be offering back-to-school and sports physicals June 1st until September 15th. Now's the time to get those scheduled and done early. This year, there will be no out-of-pocket costs at any of the four locations. Walk-ins are welcome, and they will be offering physicals at various school registrations with more information to come. Call now to book that appointment, 847-8262. That's 847-8262.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now for HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Right Now or HVAC, 214-2593.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. Wayne County deputies arrested 28-year-old Fairfield resident Jacob D. Ferranti Saturday morning on a charge of domestic battery, and he was held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Terry A. Owen II was arrested by Fairfield police Friday morning on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. Officers were reportedly investigating a previous incident at the Owen residence, and they encountered the drug during a search. Owen was taken to the jail and held, pending the setting of bond. 34-year-old Grayville resident Cody E. Tipton was arrested by state police yesterday afternoon on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant with a host of charges, including three counts of aggravated DUI, driving under the influence of drugs, use of cannabis by a driver, possession of cannabis by a driver, and driving with expired license plates. He was held in jail, pending the posting of $1,595 bond. 39-year-old Fairfield resident Michael E. Wood Jr. was arrested Saturday evening by Fairfield police on a Richland County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of resisting a peace officer. He was held, pending the posting of $295 bond. 29-year-old Fairfield resident Cody R. McKinney was arrested by county deputies Saturday morning on a White County failure to appear warrant for driving with a suspended license. He was released with a notice to appear. Fairfield police say James Merritt reported his vehicle as stolen on Wednesday, saying it was taken from the Conoco gas station. The vehicle was found Thursday in Grayville, and police say it had been abandoned and set on fire. Officers have identified suspects, and a report has been forwarded to the Wayne County State's Attorney. The Fairfield swimming pool will close at 3:30 tomorrow, and the baby pool will also be closed. With city and backyard options coming back into prominence, Dr. Carrie Ann Braham reminds people not to take their eyes off younger swimmers, as it's not always obvious when they may be in trouble.
Children can slip under the water so quickly. People expect, you know, kids or others that are going to drown, that they're splashing and screaming and everybody will notice. But in fact, young kids in particular will sometimes just slip quietly under the water. So really important for, you know, those adults and others to keep an eye on kids. It only takes a couple seconds to answer a phone or run to the restroom and not have an eye on a little one and something happen.
She also says those who will be around pools may want to take CPR and first aid courses. With the second school year disrupted by the pandemic in the books, summer school plans are taking shape around the country, and an influx of federal funding and COVID-19 rescue legislation is allowing districts to broaden programming and serve more students than ever before. The Biden administration will require states to pour at least $1.2 billion into summer enrichment programs, and districts must also reserve at least 20% of the windfall to address learning loss, which could include summer school. Several Sisney FFA members were recognized in the 93rd Annual Illinois FFA State Convention, held in person and virtually in the state over 2 weeks. Joey Allison was honored as Illinois' American Star in Agribusiness candidate, and he will compete with other American FFA degree recipients across the country this fall at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Grace Milligan was honored as the Small Animal State Proficiency winner, raising mini rex and California rabbits for her supervised agricultural experience. Kevin Hyder and Riley Beckel were recognized as two of the top participants in the plant systems category in the Illinois FFA Agriscience Fair, and Alex Miller was recognized in the power, structural, and technical systems category. The chapter's Ag Issues Forum team of Hyder, Alyssa Roberts, Lexi Weber, Abigail Biggs, Noah Atwood, Isabella Klein, and Tisha Hurl was recognized for winning the State Leadership Development Event, a testing of knowledge of ag issues and evaluation of their application of classroom knowledge to real-life situations. In order to qualify, the team had to design a presentation addressing multiple viewpoints of a contemporary issue and then present it to multiple audiences in their communities. The Albion City Council will meet tonight at 7 at City Hall. Aaron Fenton with the County Health Office is set to address the council as a visitor on business, as are Nikki Hosswinkle, Susan Markman, and Michael Wheatley about street closures, cemetery updates, and insurance, respectively. In old business, the council will discuss the transfer of funds to the garbage fund and a qualified immunity ordinance. After various reports, it will discuss annexing North 2nd Street off Maple and the upcoming budget and appropriations. It will also discuss mobile homes and campers, and could take action on the construction of the new health office, if needed. Appearing on the Community Connection, Mayor Wes Harris says the city is taking applications for an open spot on its police force.
So, like everybody else, we're shorthanded. We had a police officer, he transferred to another department in a different town. Can't blame the guy. You know, you got to do what's best for your family. But we are in need of a police officer, so if there's anybody in the listing area that would like to be a police officer for the Albion Police Department, we would be gladly to take applications and even send you off to class if that's something that you're interested in.
Also, the Park Board President, Mayor Harris, spoke on the opening of the Albion Pool. It held a free swim on Memorial Day, but the pool closed the remainder of the work week because of a lack of lifeguards.
Anybody is interested in being a lifeguard, we can set the class up and get you in, and you're guaranteed a job if you can pass the prereq course. So we can do the training in-house, and the faster you can let somebody know, visit our Facebook page at Albion Park Pool. Message us, let us know you're interested. Brian can reach out and get something set up for you. We do something differently. If you guys pass the class and you pay for the certification at the beginning, we will reimburse you fully if you stay the whole summer before you leave the college or whatever it may be. But if you stay the whole summer with us, we'll pay for your whole class and reimburse you back.
He said the training costs around $250 up front, but again, the Albion Park District will reimburse those who pass and stay for the summer. The Illinois Eastern Community College Adult Education Program has partnered with North American Lighting for an employment opportunity exclusively for IECC GED students. People seeking a GED will have a chance for employment at NAL as they take GED courses, and a $500 bonus upon the completion of high school equivalency and 6 months of employment with NAL. Those wishing to take advantage of the opportunity must be enrolled in the IECC Adult Ed Bridge course, have passed two GED tests, and complete the GED within 90 days of employment. Anyone with questions should call Hayden McDuffie at 847-9158 or email mcduffieh@iecc.edu. The General Assembly passed a bill last week addressing some concerns from law enforcement over the massive criminal justice omnibus passed earlier this year. Introduced by Senator L.G. Sims from Chicago, the amendment acts as a trailer bill for the initial reform, which was backed by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus and signed into law by the governor in February. Among other items, it mandated body cameras, changed the use of force guidelines for law enforcement, created a new police certification system, expanded detainee rights, and ended cash bail. The new bill has the support of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police and Illinois State Police, unlike the original. It passed the Senate 42-17, and it passed the House 79-36, with multiple Republicans voting in its favor. A brief hold was put on it, but it was lifted Wednesday. The original act prevented officers accused of misconduct, involved in a shooting, or who used force resulting in great bodily harm from using their body cameras when writing a report of the incident. The new bill adds language allowing an officer, with approval, to file a supplementary report with access to the footage. It also changed what could be considered deadly force to exclude contact with someone's neck that isn't intended to reduce the intake of air, and it allowed the use of deadly force to stop an individual who committed a violent felony. The IACP did note the lack of state funding for the mandate requiring body cams and the Attorney General issuing penalties to individual officers as major issues that were not addressed, but it supported the bill nonetheless. It says it has strengthened the process of negotiating with lawmakers in recent months. The State Department of Public Health announced 342 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 37 additional deaths. No new cases were announced in Wayne County. Statewide totals sat at 1,385,245 cases and 22,949 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for May 30th through June 5th was 1.2%. The southern region had a rate of 1.3% on the 3rd, unchanged from the 2nd. Its 7-day rolling average for ICU bed availability was 19%. Wayne County's positivity rate for the month of May was 3.7% per dph.illinois.gov, with 1,232 total tests performed. Edwards County had a rate of 2.8% with 317 tests. As of yesterday afternoon, again per dph.illinois.gov, Wayne County had administered 8,738 doses of the vaccine, and 26.59% of its population was fully vaccinated. Edwards County had administered 2,976 doses, and 24.25% of its population was fully vaccinated. Their 7-day averages for doses administered were 16 and 4, respectively. The CDC said more than 68% of adults statewide had received at least one dose of the vaccine, and more than 51% of adults in the state were fully vaccinated. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will soon roll out new COVID-19 promotions, and Illinois will join other states in offering a lottery for those who get vaccinated.
The General Assembly has also paved the way for Illinois to join the bipartisan coalition of states utilizing vaccine lotteries to encourage more residents to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The best thing that we can do, of course, to protect ourselves and our loved ones is to have as many people vaccinated as possible. So be on the lookout for further announcements on this front very soon.
Lawmakers also passed the Shot for a Shot bill that would allow bars to offer vaccinated customers a free drink. Once signed into law, it will run June 10th through July 10th. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Time now for everyone's favorite segment, Jokes from Kids of the Orthopedic Staff at Wabash General Hospital. Here's Tobias Fulop, the son of orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jokel Fulop.
I could tell you a joke about bones, but you might not find it humorous.
Folks, if you have any issues with your bones, it's no joking matter. Call Wabash General Hospital Orthopedics, 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital, people you know and their kids, helping people you love.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 77. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,601, down 154. The NASDAQ is at 13,839, up 24. July crude oil is at $69.49. That is down 13 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Phyllis J. Clark died on Saturday. Phyllis Clark is survived by children David, Charlotte, and Stacy, sisters Louise, Catherine, and Betty, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Services for Phyllis Clark will be held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Virginia Leah Cable died on May 30th. Virginia Cable is survived by daughters Sherlyn, Kathy, and Barbara, 6 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and 1 sister. Services for Virginia Cable will be held at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Bertie Sexton died on Saturday. Bertie Sexton is survived by several nieces and nephews. Services for Bertie Sexton will be held at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and interment will be in Thomason Cemetery. Huey Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for a 60% chance of showers and storms. Mostly cloudy skies with a high near 82. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low near 69. Tuesday, calling for a 70% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, high near 79 with a low near 69, and a 70% chance of showers and storms for Wednesday as well. Wednesday's high 83 with a low near 70.